in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. As I told you many times, there was the mitzvah of the Shalosh Regalim, the three regalim, the three times the Yidden went to Yerushalayim, and regalim means the feet. They walked with their feet. They walked to the Beis Hamikdash with their feet. All the way from wherever they lived, they walked to the Beis Hamikdash. They walked to Yerushalayim. Sometimes it took them a day to get there, or it took them 2 days if they lived farther away. It could take 3 days or 5 days or a week or 2 weeks. And the farthest away that the Yidden lived from Yerushalayim, it took 15 days to get from Yerushalayim all the way back home or back home to Yerushalayim. And they would be traveling, they would be going, and all the Yidden would come to the Yerushalayim and to the Beis Hamikdash for the three biggest Yomim Tevim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Now you can imagine how many people were in Yerushalayim. Every Yid in the world was there. And boys, if some Yidden lived across the ocean, they took a boat to get to Yerushalayim for Yontif, because they also had the mitzvah to come to Yerushalayim and to the Beis Hamikdash. Every Yid in the world was mamish together in Yerushalayim. Men and tatis and mommies and women and boys and girls, bar mitzvah boys and little boys and bas mitzvah girls and little girls and babies. Everybody came. And you can also imagine everybody had a place to sleep. Everybody had places to eat. They had to have a lot of food. They had to have a lot of water to drink. They had to, first of all, drink water. They had to wash. They have to cook and bake. There's a lot of things to do with water. There's a lot of mitzvahs to do with water. Nagelwasser, a few times. I mean, there's so many things to do with water. Now, why am I saying about water? Because one particular year, Kinelach, was a very, very big problem. There was not enough water. It was very hot. The sun was burning in the sky. And it was very schwitzy hot all the time. Now, if it rains water, you have water from the rain. What if it's very hot and it's not raining? And there's not enough rain? You don't have enough water. And in those days, where did they get water from? They didn't have pipes and faucets and sinks, and you just turn it on and there it comes. In those days, they went to a well, which was a hole in the ground, and they took out the water. Or they went to a lake where there was water. Or they went to a river where there was water. The water was outside. And if it's hot and there's no water coming down from the shemaim in rain, then the water gets used up. And it gets dried up. And what happens when there's nothing left? If one well is dry because there's no water in it, you have to go to a different well. Oh, maybe there's some water there. What if there's no water there? You have to go to the river. You have to go to the lake. What if the river dries up? What if the lake dries up? There's no faucets to go to. You can't go over to the house and by the sink and open up a faucet. There's no water. You have to get it from these places that I told you about. The water was getting used up, and more Yidden are coming to Yerushalayim. It was Sukkot time, the end of the summer. And, Kenelach, they were running out of water even before Sukkot. Oh, you have a very big problem. What's going to be? I mean, Chas v'Shalom, they're going to be thirsty. They won't be able to drink. They won't be able to cook. They won't be able to have water for all the things. And also there's mitzvahs in the Beis Hamikdash. Everybody knows about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right? That was with water. You know what they used to do? What was the big simcha? They used to pour water on the Mizbeach. The whole year, they poured wine on the Mizbeach. And by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they poured water, and there was a very, very big Ruach HaKodesh that came from that. And that made a tremendous simcha and dancing and singing in the Beis HaMikdash during Sukkot. They need water for so many things. And the water was drying up. Every day, another well dried up, another river dried up, another lake dried up. And it was hot. In the sky was not a cloud. Not a cloud in the sky for rain to come. Well, Kenalach, a lot of Yidden were getting very worried. And of course, they were davening to Hashem. Hashem, please, we learned the Chumash, and we know that you're the one that gives the rain. The rain comes from our tefilos. We're davening to you. We're saying Tehillim to you. The Yidden that were already in Yerushalayim were davening and giving tzedakah and saying Tehillim. And the Yidden that were coming to Yerushalayim, many of them already knew about the situation of not enough water. They were also davening, and they were also saying Tehillim. Now, in Yerushalayim, there lived a very, very great tzaddik, and he had a lot of Avos Yisrael. And his name was Nachdimon ben Gurion. Nachdimon ben Gurion Kenelach, not only he was a big tzaddik who learned and davened, but he had a lot of Avos Yisrael always doing things to help people. Busy with giving tzedakah and busy with helping sick people or helping old people. Doing things for people. Now Nachdimon ben Gurion Kenelach was also davening and also saying Tehillim. But as he was davening and saying the Tehillim, he thought to himself, not only we have to daven to Hashem to help us, but we have to do anything that we can to help ourselves. Is there anything maybe I could do to help the Yidden to get water? Of course, I can't make rain, that's for sure. Only Hashem can send the rain. But maybe there's something else. Maybe there's something that could be done to get water for the Yidden. If only we could find someplace extra water. Maybe someplace there is extra water. Well, Nachdimon ben Gurion decided he's going to take a long walk down the road outside of Yerushalayim, and he's going to look for water. Maybe somewhere, somehow, there's water. And he left the shul. He walked down the road past the stores, and then he walked down the road past the houses. And now he was going way, way out of Yerushalayim. And over there were some very big, big mansions, a big fancy house. And these belonged to the Romans. Now, in that time, the Romans were in Eretz Israel. And this was the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Romans, some of the generals, and some of the big important Romans lived outside of Yerushalayim in big, fancy houses called mansions. And they had big yards and big fences around them, and they were very, very wealthy. They were very rich. And he was walking over there on that road, and all of a sudden he saw in the backyard of one of those big, important Roman generals that lived over there in one of those mansions, he saw 12 gigantic lakes of water. 12 very big lakes of water, filled with water. Somehow, this Roman had such a big, gigantic yard that he had enough room for 12 lakes of water, and they were full of water. Oh, boy. That's enough water to help all the Yidden to have enough water for Sukkot to drink and to cook and to wash. Well, how can I get that water for the Yidden? I can go to the Roman and I can ask him permission to use the water. But as we know, the Romans were not so friendly to the Yidden, were they? In fact, many of them were the biggest enemies of the Yidden. And Kenelach, Nachdimon ben Gurion did not expect to get that water for free. He's going to have to pay for it. And during that time, Nachdim and Ben-Gurion did not have too much money. Later on, the Gemara says, he did become very, very rich. But at that time, it does not seem that he was a big millionaire at all. So he didn't have money to be able to give so much that he was expecting the Roman to ask, to buy water for all the Yidden. But he's got to try. Listen, he sees the water there, the Yidden need the water. Hashem should only help him that somehow, some way, he figures out a way to get that water. Well, he walked over to the gate, because there was a big fence with a big gate around the big house, and over there was a guard. And he asked permission to go to speak to the general who lived in the big, big house. And the guard let him in. And he went over to the house, and there were servants there that let him in. And he went to see the general, the Roman general. And the Roman general was dressed in his very, very important uniform, and he was sitting by a table in a big fancy schmancy room over there. And the general sees Nachdim Ben-Gurion, this Yid, coming in, and he says, "Yes, what do you want? What can I help you with?" Nachdim says, "General, the Yidden are coming to Yerushalayim for Sukkot. And as you know, it's very hot and it's very dry and there's not enough water. We need water. We need it to drink. We need it to cook. We need it for all the things that we need it for. And we need a lot of it. And I happen to notice that in your backyard there are 12 gigantic lakes of water. Please, General, I would like to ask you permission to use your water for the Yidden, for Sukkot." And the general says, "Well, permission. Well, what are you going to give me for that water? After all, that water is worth a lot now. If you can't get it, it's not going to come to you for cheap. What will you give me for the water?" Well, Nachdimon said, "For every lake, I'm going to give you a gigantic piece of gold." Now, there's a certain kind of a big piece called a kikar. A kikar is a very big piece. "I will give you a very big kikar of gold for each lake." That means for 12 lakes, 12 kikars of gold. Now, that was worth millions of dollars, like $12 million. And the general laughed. "You have that kind of money? You have so much money?" Nachdimon said, "Hashem should help. I will be able to get that money. But, General, I will make you also, as a part of the deal, because that is a lot of money, I would, instead of buying the water, I would rather borrow the water. Because to pay back so much money, as you know, it's a lot of money. And all you have in your backyard now is water and not gold. So, as a part of the deal, let's make it fair. If, and we'll make up a certain time, let's make up 30 days. If in 30 days I don't give back the water, I'll have to pay the gold. But let's say in 30 days I can get you back the water. Let's say you get back all of the water. We'll borrow it. We're going to use it. But at a certain time, you'll get all your water back. Then it's going to be just like now. Now you have all of your water, and then you'll get all of your water. So then you'll get your water back. And in case you don't get your water back, then I'm going to pay you the gold. Can we make it that way?" And the general said, "Okay. It sounds fair. If in 30 days you give me my water back, so then you pay me back the water, and it's a deal, we're even. But if you don't give me the water back in 30 days, you have to pay me a kikar of gold for every lake." And the general started to laugh. "You think you can borrow so much water and give it back? How are you going to give so much water back in the first place? Come on. You'll never do it. Here, you'll have to pay me the gold. I'm going to be the biggest millionaire in this whole part of the world because you're going to pay me 12 kikars of gold. Ha ha ha, it's a good deal. And Nachdimon Ben-Gurion said, Hashem should help. You'll get your water back and I won't have to pay you back so much. And so Nachdimon Ben-Gurion now left and he went to Yerushalayim and he told the people that he found water. And the people were so excited. And they started bringing the water to Yerushalayim. Akinalach, Nachdimon, of course, was thinking to himself, how in the world will he ever get so much money? Even if he collects money from all the Yidden, that's so much money. He hoped to Hashem that Hashem would not make the Yidden have to give so much money to that Roman general. With their money, they could use for other things, for their own kinderlach, and for the yeshivas, and for tzedakah, and for good things. With Hashem's help, somehow, some way, hopefully, the water will somehow come back into those lakes. How? He didn't know. All he knew is this was the only way he can get the water, and he got the water for the Yidden, and now they're using it. They're cooking and they're drinking, everybody was happy. Kinalach, the whole Sukkot went by. They had, Baruch Hashem, plenty of water. Everybody was happy. They had a beautiful Sukkot, a beautiful Simchas Beis HaShoeva, a beautiful Simchas Torah. And now, after Sukkot and after the Yamim Tevim, everybody now starts to leave Yerushalayim. And they go home. And the time is going, and Nachdimon Ben-Gurion knows the end of the 30 days is coming up, and he has to give back either the water to the general or 12 kikars of gold, like $12 million. Every day, Nachdimon looks up in the sky to see, oh, maybe it's going to rain. If it rains, it'll fill up the lakes. Please, Hashem, send rain. And he wakes up in the morning, looks out in the sky, blue, hot, not a cloud, not even one teensy little cloud in the sky. Well, maybe tomorrow. And Nachdimon is davening and he's saying Tehillim. And other Yidden are also davening and saying Tehillim because either they're going to have to come up with so much money or the rain. And if not, that general is going to be pretty angry. Who knows what kind of trouble he's going to make. The next morning, the Yidden woke up hot and dry, shvitzy. No clouds in the sky. Each day that went by, the same thing. The weather did not change. Finally, it came the 30th day, the last day. And the general woke up that morning and he looked out in the sky too. He used to check the sky every morning too. He said, ha, it's dry outside, it's hot. Ooh, I'm going to get so much money. Hey, a millionaire. Ooh, 12 times over a millionaire. 12 kikars of gold I'm getting. And now is the 30th day. I'm going to be the richest man in this part of the world. The only one richer than me is the king himself. Oh, I'm going to be his biggest officer now because he's so rich. And he called over his servant, go to Nachdimon and tell him to give me the money now. It's the 30th day. And the servant goes over to Yerushalayim. He found Nachdimon Ben-Gurion's house and he comes and he knocks on the door. Nachdimon, the general sent me to tell you, bring the money now. It's the 30th day. Well, Nachdimon said, it's the 30th day, but it's only the morning. The whole day is left in front of us. When I said the 30th day, of course, that means after 30 days, at the end of the 30th day. This is the 30th day. There's still part of the day left. I still have time. And the servant goes home and he tells the general, Nachdimon said the day is not up yet, it's only the morning. Oh, the general says, I'm impatient. I want that money already. I don't even want to wait more. But I have to. He's right. It's the 30th day. Ah, that's okay. I'll wait. The afternoon came, and the general was walking back and forth. He was nervous. He wanted the money already. He sends his general, his servant, to Nagdimain's house again. Go tell him to bring the money now. I want it. And the servant goes to Nagdimain's house in Yerushalayim. Nagdimain ben Garyain, Nagdimain ben Garyain, it's time to bring the money to the general. 12 kikars of gold. Just like you told. And Nagdimain said, it's only the afternoon. We have until the night. When does the day begin? When does the day end? When is the end of the day? The sun goes down and it's nighttime. Well, the servant goes back and tells the general he still has to wait. Well, the general, he got an idea. Tonight, I'm going to make a big party in my house for all my friends. I want to celebrate the $12 million, the 12 kikars of gold. I want to make a big party. I'm going to be so happy. I'll invite my friends. We'll get food. We'll have music. We'll have a fun time. Okay, I'm going to write out a list. Servants, come here. I'm sending you to all my friends' houses. Invite them to the big party in my house tonight. We're going to celebrate 12 kikars of gold. Ha ha! And the general wrote down a list, and he gives it to the servants, and the servants go now inviting to the party. And the general started doing things around the house to get ready for the party. And now, Kinalach, it's getting later. But he was so busy with his party, he said, I'll wait till the night. I'm not going to bother Ben-Gurion and Nagdimain. He'll bring me the money. And then, Kinalach, the general, he saw he was all schwitzy. He was all hot. He says, I don't want to be all schwitzy and hot when the party comes. I'm going to go take a nice bath. And I'll get dressed up in my fancy suit. And then I'm going to feel good by the party. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take my things and I'm going to go to the bathhouse. In those days, they didn't have a bathroom in the house with a shower and a bathtub. They had a special building. In that building, they had baths and they had showers. And like the And by the Yiddish ones, they also had mikvahs. And the general has to go to the bathhouse to take his bath. So he had his servant load up his stuff in a bag, packed up his fancy suit and his fancy things, and his soap, and his shampoo, and his towel. And he says, let's go to the bathhouse. It's getting late. I want to take a nice bath and get ready for the party. And he left his house with his servant to go to the bathhouse. And he looks up in the sky, and he sees that the sun is going down. He'll just have enough time to take a bath, and it's going to be night. He'll come back, and it'll be all nice and feeling good for the party. Kinalach, at the same time, the general left his house to go to the bathhouse. Nagdimain ben Gurion also left his house. But Nagdimain ben Gurion did not go to a bathhouse. You know where he was going? Nagdimain ben Gurion was going now to the Beis HaMikdash because he wanted to daven to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. The time was running out. It was the end of the 30th day. And he was going to the most halik place in the whole world to daven. He's going to the Beis HaMikdash to help us to ask Hashem, please Hashem, for the sake of the Yidden, they shouldn't have to give so much money to the Roman general. What's he going to do with so much money? He's going to make big parties, and he's going to make his house fancier and schmancier. And the Yidden, what are they going to use the money for? They need the money for Torah and mitzvahs, and for the Kinalach. Please, Hashem, we shouldn't have to give so much money. Please give back the water to the general. Please, just the water. And Nagdimain Kinalach went now to the Beis HaMikdash and he davened in the Beis HaMikdash. As he was davening in the Beis HaMikdash, the general was taking a bath in the bathhouse, playing with the bubbles and the toys and his boat that he brought over there, taking a nice bath. And then, when he was done with his bath and with his shampoo and his soap, and all the toys that he had in the bathtub, he's all finished. Now the general got dressed in his fancy schmancy general suit, and he was feeling so good. But the general did not know, Kindalak, the whole time he was in the bathhouse, what was happening outside. He didn't know. Hey, we know what's happening outside. As Nachdimon was davening in the base of Mikdash, winds started to blow outside. Big winds. And the sky was getting full of clouds. Big, thick, dark, fat rain clouds. And then it started to rain. And it rained very, very hard. And outside was a big, big rainstorm. And the Yidden were outside dancing and singing in the rain, like Simchas Torah again, because they knew the rain was coming from Hashem to help them. And now Kindalach, the general, stepped outside of the bathhouse in his fancy schmancy suit. And all of a sudden, he started to get wet. Hey, what's going on? What is this? And he saw it was raining outside. Hey, oh no, it's raining. That means, all of a sudden he said, wait a minute. Hey, who cares it's raining? It's already dark. It's already the nighttime. You know what that means? Hey, not only I'm going to get all my water back in my lakes, I'll still get the 12 kikars of gold because it's too late. It's after the time. It's already dark. It's already the end of the 30 days. The rain came too late, so I'm going to get the money anyway. And he walks home now, and he's happy even though he's wet. And as he was walking back to his house, Nachdimon Ben Gurion was walking back to his house. And on the same street, Nachdimon and the general met face to face. And Nachdimon was smiling. Look, it's raining. You got your water back, general. And the general was laughing. But it's too late. It's dark outside. It's too late. You have to give me the 12 kikars of money. Bring it to my house tonight. It's a party. It's too late. It's dark. And as Nachdimon and the general was standing there in the rain, Kindalach, a miracle happened. All of a sudden, the clouds started to split apart, and the sun was shining down between the clouds. The sun was shining down between the clouds, bright and shiny. And they both looked up, and Nachdimon said, "It's night, General? So why is the sun shining? It's still day." And so I got the water back on time. Your lakes are for sure full, and we don't have to pay you the money. And the general was upset, and he started to cry, but there was nothing he could do about it because the sun was shining. Now, Kindalach, do you know what happened? Hashem made the sun shine for Nachdimon Ben Gurion and the Yidden. And in fact, that's how Nachdimon Ben Gurion got the name Nachdimon. You know what the name Nachdimon means? Shining. Because Hashem made the sun shine for him and for the Yidden. And so the Yidden had a big simcha, and the water was put back in the lakes in time. And that is the story